What kind of woman is God looking for to serve him?
Welcome to Helpers of Joy, a weekly program telling real stories from Christian ladies to help bring joy to your life.
Today, my friend Sharon shares with us what God required of her to be a pastor's wife. This is Amy Sapp. Welcome to the Helpers of Joy radio broadcast. I want to introduce you to Sharon Rabin. Sharon serves the Lord alongside of her husband, Pastor Tim Rabin, at Beacon Baptist Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. Sharon is a kindred spirit of mine. We haven't had the chance to meet just yet. I will be at her church in November of 2022, and we are going to have a blast. If you are anywhere close, you should come join us. The title of today's program is The Unlikely Choice, written by Sharon, and I want to share it with you. Sharon was born in a modest Christian home in the countryside of Alabama. Her parents reared her in church. They taught her to love the Lord and to serve others. There was never a question in their home of whether or not they would attend church on Sunday or Wednesday. Often, they would even attend other people's churches during their revival meetings. After graduating from high school, she married her high school sweetheart, Tim Rabin. They moved to Nashville, Tennessee, where he finished college and she attended a few classes at night. Upon her husband's college graduation, he began ministering at their church in Raleigh. Neither of them had hands-on training, only a desire to serve and please the Lord. From that day until the present, the Lord has taken them step by step in the growth of their Christian life. There is no reason except the Lord's choosing why she is a pastor's wife today. Have you ever wondered why or if God would use you in his work? God chooses to use imperfect people to carry out his work. That's why we all are perfect candidates. The Bible tells us in the book of Esther that Esther was parentless and a slave girl, yet God used her to save his people from the wicked Haman. Esther 2:15 clearly states that Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. The book of 1 Samuel speaks of Haman, who was a barren, depressed housewife until God allowed her to birth Samuel. She then trained Samuel for full-time service just in case God called, and he did call. These two ladies were not born with super spiritual abilities. They were just normal women with average problems, not capable on their own of doing anything for God. What kind of woman is God looking for? Number one, God is looking for a woman with a yielded life. He is not looking for a woman with self-confidence. Number two, God is looking for a woman that will trust him. He is not going to give you all the answers up front. You must believe and trust that his thoughts and ways are much better than yours. Number three, God is looking for a woman with no excuses. You may think that you have no tact, time, or talents. Those things do not matter to God. God will only call you to complete a job he knows you can handle by his power. You must go in the strength God has given you, even if you don't think it is enough. Where were you born? When were you saved? Did you receive special training for God's work? Are you doing anything for the Lord at the present time? God can choose anyone he pleases to accomplish his work on this earth. He often chooses unlikely candidates like you and like me with absolutely no qualifications, so he alone receives the glory. Walk by faith, realizing that God can and will use you. Thank you, Sharon. Are you ready for his call? I know I am. This is Amy Sapp, helping you help others have joy.
You can get more encouragement and read more stories from Amy Sapp and the Helpers of Joy by joining the Helpers of Joy 2 Corinthians 1:24 Facebook group, helping you help others have joy. Join the movement.